look, there certainly is. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Beef farmers have been suffering an extremely hard time of it lately, so they have. And it is very clear and very obvious. And in fact, the European Commission have said very clearly to me that it is obvious that Brexit is having an impact financially on beef farmers in Ireland. The data is there to back it up and to show that very, very clearly. Whether that is being reflected back in the marketplace to the consumer or not is not clear, but very clearly at farm level, Brexit has had a really significant impact. We've run the figures on it from, you know, from the 1st of September right through to the 23rd of March, and we estimated that that's almost 102 million in losses accumulated by beef farmers up and down the country in Ireland. And that's based on pre-Brexit figures of 2015. And it's very, very clear. It's very, very evident. And we have expressed serious concern and reservations with the European Commission and with the Minister. We feel that whilst politicians are saying they want to wait and they want to see how Brexit unfolds and what the impact Brexit may or may not have, we certainly feel very clearly at farm level Brexit is already having an impact, and Irish beef farmers in particular are having to finance that, and are it's having a detrimental impact in terms of income.
All right. Talk to me about the Foodwise 2025 strategy. Now, I'm very interested to note here as well where Joe Healy said that there's been substantial growth in the volume and value of beef output, but it simply has not worked for farmers. Why has it not worked for farmers? Is it in relation to financial returns?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing, well, first of all, if you look at the beef price today, it's €3.70 a kilo, which clearly anyone will tell you that that's not having a positive financial implication on beef farms. The Foodwise was always based around exports and valued new markets and all that kind of thing, but there was little or no consideration given for the impact at farm level and the level of profitability at farm level and how much of the extra money gained from the market could be passed back down to farm level. So we're saying that for Foodwise to be sustainable in the long run, we have to have a clear picture as to how we're going to get money transferred back down to the supply chain, back to farm level where it's desperately needed.